Today on Deaton Youth Radio, we have a story about the mystical bond shared by a father and son.
My story is about the night my dad was shot. His name is Marvis Walton. I wouldn't say he is my favorite parent, but we have always had a different connection from me and my mom, Aquana Hinesman. I have always got that I look more like my mom. Some would even go to say that I was her twin. I never agreed, but this factor has always kept us close. We used to crack jokes on each other saying how ugly one another were, but the response was always the same. But you look just like me. I got my ears pierced when I was around the age of 6. I was with my dad, my godbrother Joe, my cousin Shamel, and my uncle Bree, who just recently died. One night, me and my dad watched 300 Rise of the Empire. My mom or grandma didn't want me to watch it because of the killing and nudity. He let me watch it when we were alone. He didn't care too much of the sex scenes, being that I closed my eyes anyway, and I would have to know about it sometime. It has been said by my family that me and my dad have some sort of spiritual connection. Whenever something bad would happen to my dad, I would cry uncontrollably at the same time that it happened. The night of the incident, it was just any other night. Me and my mom had just ate stuffed shells, and it was the weekend, so I got to sleep downstairs with the TV. My rest was short-lived after being awakened from a bad dream. I dreamt of being in a barn where all the animals came after me and pinned me against the wall while I was trying to get up the stairs to my dad. I was terrified. I woke up and told my mom about my dream. She told me to go back to sleep. Roughly around 5 minutes later, we were awoken again, but this time by a phone call from my Uncle Jeff, my mom's brother, telling us that my dad had just been shot.
What did you think when you saw me? Like, did you try to hide it?
Of course I tried to be strong, but I was still nervous. I got phone calls, and they had told me that he had been shot 10 times, and that 3 bullets exited out of his body, and he still had 7 bullets still in his body, and he was in surgery.
When she received the news, my mom began to cry, but rushed upstairs to get dressed. I had never seen my mom cry, so instead of crying, I was in shock. I knew it was real. She told me to go get on some clothes so we could leave, and once we were dressed, we went to the hospital. At the hospital, I don't remember much, probably because I went back to sleep in the car, and since I kept waking up, I could not stay up the whole time we were there. I do remember having on my Superman costume. I'm not sure why I decided to put on my Superman costume.
I'm interviewing today my grandma.
My name is Sandra Holmes.
Do you think, like, the dream I had was, like, a sign?
I don't want to call it a premonition, but yes, I believe that sometimes spiritual, that kids are connected to their parents, their pain, or they can feel their pain, and I believe that that's just a connection that you and your dad have.
I did briefly get to see my dad. I remember he had on a neck brace and was patched in the areas he was shot. Seeing my dad in that condition broke me. I remember he couldn't look at me because of his neck brace, and since I was so young and small, I couldn't get him to notice me in the room. At the moment, my father is incarcerated for child support. He was sentenced to 9 months, but is now nearing his final days.
Hello?
Yeah,
this
ready?
Call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
You ready, Dad?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I said, the night of the incident, where were you? Like, where did you go?
I was at Club Jaguars.
What happened? Like, what caused the incident?
I ain't gonna lie, I don't want to do this, bro.
We can just talk about my dream.
I don't believe in coincidences, so when she told me you had the dream, it kind of shocked me, though, like, surprised me.
Really?
When you got to have it done by?
Thursday? Next Thursday?
For real?
All right.
I'll call back. You know I get out this week.
Yep. Can't wait.
All right, I love you.
All right, later.
Thank you for using GTL.
For Dayton Youth Radio at Dayton Early College Academy, this is Marquand Walton.
That was Superman, written and produced by Marquand Walton, a sophomore at the Dayton Early College Academy. Special thanks to Marvis and Sandra, his family, and Ann Rasmussen at DECA. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basine Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.